Blog Talk Radio.
Now, the following is suitable for all audiences, so everybody should see it. Why? Because it's really about something. Hello, here I'm Dude Talk, and you're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. And this is basically the half-hour format where I go on and on about you, about what it's like, basically, on behalf of the disabled. Well, what can I tell you, okay? We got a bum rap. On the sad side, the problema is that, in a way, we're especially disadvantaged. You know what I'm talking about? It's a defectiveness, and it shows. From the time you're born, something's just wrong. And kids aren't especially nice and kind about it. They never will be. Kids especially make a point to let themselves know, to know that there's something wrong with you. They want to label you all retarded or all broken or all just messed up in some way. They're all afraid of becoming you. They think they can basically become, they think it's something you can catch. It's a messed up thing. Now, here's the thing. I think that we disabled people, that what we need is some kind of leader. We need some kind of spokesman that's going to push us forward. Basically, when you're handicapped, 9 o'clock here on the dot, it's like being basically a broken toy. You're a broken toy, but just because it's broken doesn't mean you can't still have fun with it. Doesn't mean it can't be fixed. Doesn't mean it can't serve a purpose. Everybody, what a day. What a day for... See, I woke up this morning. I just had a feeling like today was going to be special. Something needed to happen. I'm going to get behind this microphone, rant and rave just a little bit. Maybe it's all just how I slept on the side or whatever. Oh, dang it. Anywho, we're going to address the whole handicapped dilemma. Is that the right word? Dilemma. Yeah. There's a dilemma. Look up online and see what handicapped people are doing. You know, some of us are even ballet dancers. I'm serious. They actually have people up on the stage. I'm not talking about, like, deaf ones. I'm talking about people in wheelchairs up on the stage doing wheelies. It's a Swan Lake. They have that now. Really, why? Because something needs to be proven. Okay, now look, my whole life, it's like, I know there's a race going on in this race, and somehow, for some reason, in some way, everybody else was kind of sort of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Everybody's got a head start, in some ways. No, some kids were just slow, stupid. It was brighter in some ways, but I was always interested in the weirdest stuff. I don't know, something was just, you know. So it's all to us handicapped people, we need to get together, somehow. Us handicapped people spend all the time. We're trying to overcompensate. We've got a lot to overcompensate for. Everybody tries to overcompensate. You always got to make yourself seem like you're doing better, that you are better than you really am. And you don't want everyone else to know, because like in school, they're just going to laugh and tease. When you're an adult, nobody cares. When you're a kid, they look for flaws. They're something to laugh at. It's like an all just gang rape you and whatever. Does life ever stop being horrible? All of us. A lot of us spend our lives trying to be superhuman. We're always basically trying to be like some kind of superhero that just happens to be handicapped. You know, one of those. Like the X-Men or something. Somehow, we're broken, but we're just blessed in others. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. Every single handicapped person is trying to overreach enough to become able-bodied and then do even better than them. Spend your life being some kind of superhuman. See, we all got this phobia. If we sit back and let it be, a lot of handicapped people, we're afraid. You see, if we sit back and do nothing for too long, it's all just going to atrophy and fall off. We're all afraid of that. Now, honestly, I see some of these people who basically are blessed. You know, they're not handicapped. They got cocky until one day, fateful day, they're on the racetrack of life, and then they just want to stop and smell the flowers. And then before you know it, they got passed over, the whole tortoise and the hare thing. That's a real thing. It's messed up how I'm handicapped. I'm handicapped in too many ways, but you know what? I see people worse than me, and dang it all, I want us all to get together and help each other. There's so far... and sleep. One thing that amuses me is the one who's born with all the advantages and then sits back on their laurels and is just smiling to themselves, thinking, you know, it's going to be this way forever. Then one day it's not. It's like, dang, what the hell happened? Everybody passed me by. What happened? God hates me. God is cruel.
Stop it. Hold on a second. Everybody, yeah, it's comedian Organic OK. And I told you when I was going to introduce myself, I was going to interrupt this show program. And I'm here now. I am here. Yes, I'm here. I can't wait anymore. I cannot wait any longer. I can't wait any longer. This guy right here, I'm going to tell you something. He was on the program. Yeah, he was on the program. And I stand this guy. I said, hey, can we talk a little bit? Can we have a, you know, discussion? And I was always pulling this guy. Come on, man. People need to hear you. They want to hear your voice. They cannot, you know, read your mind in a sense, you know, and you're not talking. So, yes, I'm here. Comedian Organic. Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, it's part of the, you know, process of, you know, working and seeing better moments, sharing better moments. Yes, me and this guy here, October, I didn't mention that on the actual program, but October is International Disabled Awareness Month. And so during October, we're going to put this together. We're going to have 63 comedy performances. So what does that mean? What does it mean? Tell them. What does it mean? I mean, you got more. Not more. Just extra more. You know, and I remember saying this years ago. Do you remember me saying this, man? Remember we did that Enough Appetite for a Comedy Tour?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that was golden. That was precious memories.
Yeah, but do you remember also, too, remember I was like, let's just say a marathon. You know why? Why I said marathon for? Because we was doing so much, 63 comedy shows, man, 31 days. Man, how much comedy is that? So, that was the thing, you know. It was, can I announce the actual people that was in the part of the actual comedy platform that was working with?
Give them a nice shout out. Come on, give them some good ink. Trumpet them.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I did interrupt your program. You know, I did interrupt your program. I did do that. But it was more to let people know that I was a part of the excitement that, you know, that we're going to have, and we're going to continue on this platform. Is that all right? So, this is the thing. It was a total of 4 comedians, right? So, it was looking for a couple more comedians. Come on, man. Let's just add a couple more comedians to have this, you know, entourage of comedian excitement, you know, many as possible. You know, it was like, hey, you don't have 3 or 4. Man, we could possibly have, you know, 8 to 10 comedians on there. So initially, the first comedian that we initially was with, it was a total of 4. So, you know, one of the first comedians that was on there was Talk Dude. He's one of the comedians on there as we are on this program, as you can hear. And then we have Professor Bird. Okay, Professor Bird was comedian. Now, I'm going to go over each comedian, what, you know, the diagnosis of the comedian. Because this is, you know, Talk Dude, I would like him, with much respect, I would like him to announce, you know, all the things that he have so we can be accurate. You know, I don't want to say what he have and not say what he completely have in his words so he can be clear about what he want to let you know he have. Is that all right, Mr. Dude? Okay, so Professor Bird, he had, because he's passed on, and he had, he was vision impaired, and he went to dialysis, And so he's not here. And then we had comedian Insane Wayne that's in a wheelchair. He was on the tour. And so the thing is with you, can you tell them what you have so they can have an understanding about what you actually have?
I have autism. I have ADHD, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. I have Tourette's. I've got leaky gut, bipolar. I've got scoliosis. I think I have too.
Is that right? See, that right there, that part right there is contagious if you wear your personal shoes. Now, look at this. Don't you have, as you have Asperger's too?
Yes. Autistic spectrum.
Yes. Yeah, so this is the thing. I like to say this, okay? Because I experienced so many different things, and I think that in the actual disability, you know, we've heard, like, because for some time people kept thinking, you know, the different groups that, you know, that's out there with the disability, they kept mistaking the group for the group that, you know, that we was running, right? And I was like, no, that's not the group that I'm running. That's a different group. And then there's another group came out, and I was like, hold on a second. We originally started, before all the groups that we came together, we originally started around 2006. Am I right? Around 2006, right? Okay. And so the thing was, no one wanted to give the group a credit, right? No one wanted to give the group credit. You know, people talk about the first group that had, you know, had disabled people in the group. Now, people say, okay, what is your disability? You know, what's going on? I'm gonna tell you something. I have a tattoo, and you won't believe it. This tattoo is the most discriminated and most hated, you know, and it's disability on how it gets treated. It's disability within itself, you know. Civil rights, you know, human rights. It's so much. You won't believe this tattoo that I have that people won't get enough of neglecting and making a problem and making it disabled. Do you know that? You didn't know it's a tattoo that is considered disabled and oppressed and put through slavery and all these things? Did you know it was a disability group that had this particular situation? Yes, that's what the disability is. It's my skin color. Did you know that, man? My skin color, my skin color. Yeah, that's what I'm dealing with, my skin color. Yeah, my skin color. So that's my thing. And I just happen to be the host of the actual platform, of that platform, not of this particular platform of the Talk Dude. I apologize, Mr. Talk Dude. I've been talking.
No, going. You know, those were beautiful times. I mean, I made friends, man. Those fellow handicapped people, they were my brothers. We were united towards something. In a way, we were getting something started. People think October. They weren't just thinking fall and Halloween anymore. Because there are people who get too old to basically celebrate, appreciate Halloween, and it becomes a time to be cynical. It was a time when Halloween was scary.
Man.
That just became kind of cute. But, you know, the point being is that October
man.
Became...
Can you believe it? This guy right here, see how he's sounding? Man, that sounds like some passion there, man. Whoa. That's some passion. We should call you disabled when you don't show your real self. We should call that disabled. Anytime you deny yourself, that's discrimination. It should be get some discrimination law of disability when a disabled person as yourself is not allowed to push and show the freedom in a range of what it means. See, it's disabled. when you're not being yourself, not disabled. What do you think? What do you think, really? As a person free themselves, as a person see their vision, as a person coming to their own being, isn't it really with the legs and what the power is really unveiling? What do you think?
Look, simple sad times and factors, in a way, we should almost kind of be celebrating those who come into disabled help, and everyone come together every day. But October, which is coming,
oh man,
we should all be uniting for this.
Listen. We're not taking this like taking the part. We're not, listen to this. Disabled is not something to just be taken lightly and thrown out there as like some TV dinner people that they're not going to get the whole picture. We're missing so many things that it's so important to connect to those things, right? So when you're connecting and freeing people, you're completing the connection in a natural place that the order is meant to be. So yes, don't think because you are built a certain way and people look at that and people not familiar with that, that doesn't mean that it's not something important. Don't think because there's been so many people that exploring what you're built and what the elements of what you're built like. People are scrambling, trying to figure out how this part of greatness have been, you know, because it's so important. People are trying to, in a sense, get their plate, you know, trying to eat off of the greatness. And, yeah, you know, because we have put the image of the shapes. And we have made this so, you know, disabled because it's not able to be the best of it, of the actual ability of the person. The person is feeling bad. Because it was so many years, like, seeing people that had certain body shapes. And you know that that was going to be, you know, the biggest uniform of what we call taking nothing, believing everything to be destroyed in the shape. Now, because we have so much marketing, isn't that right? We have so much marketing advertisement on shape, right? So much marketing advertisement on shape. And we can go back. I've seen so many years coming up. And for me, the connection I got, it was totally different from what I see in the connection and the actual imaging of a person that have that curve and have that shape. I remember, it's weird because I've had encounters because, hold on a moment. Once again, I have to go back. This is the host here. Talk, dude. I have to inject something to you. I will go back to what I'm saying, but I have to ask you some questions for the viewers. So this is my point of view. I want to ask some point of view questions. Hey, is it not possible that a person that have Asperger's, is that right? A person that have Tourette's, is that right? A person that have a scoliosis, is that right?
All the above. Don't stop there. There's more.
Yes. Is it not possible that a person that have what you have cannot have and should not have a woman that is clearly clear to be wonderful from all points of meaning, to connect, to give you a peace of mind? And have a peace of mind. Is that not clear? Is that definitely something that any person should be allowed to have? See, because this is what I've asked him. I said, why is it not something that in your mind, you should be able to have. You should listen to me. Ladies, is it not clear that a gentleman like this should be able to have a woman that have no mental ailments that is a problem? Should he have to be compatible with what a person's limitation is set for him to have? He should be able to have an attractive woman like anybody else. He should have to be able to have a woman that have mental state ability and clarity and have nothing wrong with her. He should be able to have those things. Why? And when I talk to him, he gives me, I don't think I should be free like that. Why? You shouldn't be free like anybody else.
No, I don't say that, man. I just say that basically, look, I want to be free, man. I need to have a lot more going on before I can just fight you're getting a woman like that. I mean, because...
See, he making a woman like that become disabled.
I mean, I need to be good enough. I need to basically be deserving.
See, what's going to happen when new women start coming your way, like clean water go downstream, you're going to realize it's your obligation because it's a part of you that's in them already that they desire. And for you to shortchange them, you are treating them in a less important way. You are denying them women the freedom of having a guy like you change their life for a meaningful reason. And you don't think that these women already exist and are looking for a person like you? You don't think so? For asking this. Well, you tell them with your own words. So it won't be like I'm pitting words in your ideas and your thoughts. Maybe I'm pitting words in his mouth because he's not responding.
Okay. My turn to respond. Let me respond. Look, hopefully this thing will take off. Hopefully I can become that leader I'm looking for. You know, I keep going on and on about how we handicap people. What we need is a leader, a real spokesman, someone to really motivate, someone with some kind of vision. You know something? I think I need to be that guy. I need to be that third coming on behalf of the handicapped this October. I need to rally some people. I need to make sure, and this will be the sign of real success, it keeps going on after the month of October's ended.
See, one of the things you're saying, I feel like you've given the handicap another handicap. It's like handicap, it's not something that you throw in the trash. And see, this handicap is really a place where freedom have never really had the real voice. And I see handicap is just a place where people have never really been looked at in showing the full element in a full scope. I feel like there's a few people that handicap get the full uniform of what they think handicap is, and it's not even fitting right. It doesn't fit the whole picture. So when you go on to say, or handicap, and you can see some people have been set up to fail, but in the big scheme of things, they have succeeded and they're not even handicapped, but they're in handicap based on what the uniform and how it's like, oh, okay. It's like, oh, they're born with certain parts not there. Then you have some extra parts sent over there. So then it's people that actually able to put that together and make even better things. And they just happen to be still in that department, like locked in a box. And you open it up and you're like, oh, so if we really look at the scoop of things, there's more people that's not handicapped that is handicapped. And we got more people that's considered handicapped as not handicapped. I just want to figure out, are you just setting this box as a stage, or, you know, because this handicap you're talking about is more like you in a stage prop and you ready to come up out the stage and show people what you're worth and really what you're about.
I can do that. You know, I want to do that this month. In fact, I want everybody to basically look. I'm making a statement right now. I'm inviting everybody out there who might hear this at some point. If you're not listening to this broadcast live, and what I want everyone to hear this and just know that I'm coming and I'm going to start something big.
Man, Man, hey, that's his spot, man. I feel like we was on. I know we doing the, 6 feet and we can't go places, but man, that was like, I feel like there's some food out there cooking. Is this one in the barbecue? Man, I smell some food cooking. I mean, that was fire, man. I feel like, ooh, man, that was something there, man. Are y'all excited? Man, that was excitement right there. That was excitement. Let's go into a little deeper. Let me just go into a little deeper right here. Let's say this. Everybody. Oh, everybody. This guy right here. He have been creating some material for years. And some point in time, y'all didn't even know, and y'all find out that this guy's created this stuff. And it's going to come. It's coming. You're going to find out. You'll be like, well, why have I haven't heard of this? You're going to hear it. Just like the time is going to come, we're going to see this guy right here. You'll be like, my goodness, I've been telling this man, how many years have I been telling you this? How many years have I been telling you this? People are like, man, I wish I was disabled like that. That's his woman he dated? My goodness. Man, people be acting like disabled because they're like, man, that you can't get a woman that good looking. And you disabled like that, man. He pulls a woman, he pulled people regularly disabled. He must be like some carrots at the bottom. He must put everybody out of order. Because that one right, he pulled time. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. She looks so, whoa. Yeah, and people say that's superficial. But it's not superficial to see a good sun. Good sunny day. But it's still weird when you see the storm. The storm coming, knocking everybody out the way. That's a storm trying to get to the good times. You know, and that's where people like you, man, in the sunny day trying to get back to you. Because they know it's nothing like somebody appreciates something good. You were always talking about, people are not appreciating something. But once you really appreciate, they mean what they say. They really sincerely, like, what they saying is how they really feel. They don't feel like, oh, I'm saying this, and I don't really mean this. I want some. No, they go through a storm. Like, it's nothing. You get through that situation, and you're like, yeah. Like, you, everything in you is out of you because it needs to grow. It needs to grow because there's life there. Hey, we want to tell everybody, hey, you know, this is something that our life, you know, has been here to expand and see moments that this inventory and his desires have not been cut loose to be compromised or be here to be timid. You know, this guy right here, I want you all to know this guy right here have been doing this and he's been putting in the effort. And yes, he sometimes mind you a jawbreaker. You know, it's you see ideas in him just, and you just keep going and you be like, man, when is guy gonna let people see this the way? I mean, the thing is, if he don't talk, how they see it? You know, if you know, cause they, you know, he has so many bright ideas. I just tell this guy, you have to speak because people want to hear you. If you start letting people speak for you, it won't necessarily be the voice tone. As a vibration level, need to hear because you are freeing people so many different ways. You are bringing people an understanding that they can do it and they can hear your voice. And as you're feeling your voice, that you are feeling their desires, man. You're showing them their stuff because you have made it through opposition. This is the end of the show. Can we get some last words of wisdom from the headliner in this actual hosting show for the day?
People, handicap rights are human rights. It's not just about basically giving the less able a break, so to speak. Before you know it, well, we're all connected. And so we're all connected to Mama. Before you know it, that's the first step to creating that heaven on earth that everyone's always looking for, always talking about, and that might actually exist.
Testimony.
9:30. Thank you for listening to Kakuna from the microphone. No. Thank you for listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves.
He seems to do that all the time because he's trying to mess with the butterfly. Take care of this comedian, okay? Organic. But is the organic okay? Yes.
The handicapping of my voice coming this October. Hell, you know, it's already coming. It's happening now. Happening now. We're doing it right here, right now. It's just the first step.
The world gets to clean their soul from their own purpose and meaning. Talk to you soon. Organic, okay?
You got it. Man, you got it.